Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
In the zone, dude.
Yeah. It's getting hot, dude.
Hey, Johnny. Want to go on a walk with me and Riggy?
Go to Riggy Breeding, Anna. Just do it.
Then I went into heat.
I'll never be good enough.
Wag that tail.
You like that?
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Rubble Pack. For what episode are we on? I have
28.
28?
29.
28. Okay. We're past half a year, guys.
29. It's 29.
29?
I'm sure.
29?
Dude, my Stardew series, already on. More episodes. That's all I'm saying. Already more episodes.
Oh, my God.
We rep. Oh, we rep that.
That's
we
crazy.
Rep that.
Well, how many Seed Out Plays episodes are there? I gotta check this.
Dude,
now.
Didn't you record like 8,000 of them? Like,
okay, hold on. Let me check how many are scheduled right now. Over 30 are scheduled out of the 81 I've made. I think I got like 40. 80. Yeah, I still got 40.
Yo, you know, Seed Out, if you were really cool, you would have pre-scheduled 100. All right, buddy. I don't. I'm just saying,
Dano, if you were really cool, you would have released Toonter.
I was gonna say talk about the 20 episodes I had to delist for Epic Mickey. Dano. Ooh. Dano, look at that. Like,
C-Dot, you have a fan, C-Dot. C-Dot, someone in my Twitch chat says sub to C.com.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The people have spoken. Support the people have spoken.
Ones. If you're new here, every Wednesday at like 5 p.m., 6 p.m. Central US time, we record. And yeah, people come to my Twitch chat, they've learned that they can get like a message in.
The free clout.
Yeah. Speaking of subbing to C.com, let's read some fan fiction.
Fan fiction!
Since we're talking about relationships here, fictional ones, I do want to say real quick that I finally have an actual relationship, guys. This is real. Oh! This is real.
What's his name?
You know what? I don't need to divulge any information. They will remain nameless.
Okay, wait, question. Great question. That you can keep private. How did you ask? So is it official? Like your boyfriend?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, what did you do to ask? Like, what was
Okay.
Do?
Well. Okay. First of all, here's my Riz. We were watching Arcane. Amazing
classic.
Show. And we kept joking like these people need to kiss in the show. So afterwards, I go, yo, we keep saying that they should kiss. Maybe we should kiss. And it worked.
No way,
it worked.
Dude.
It worked.
Incredible.
I don't want to divulge too much. But we've been hanging out a bunch, and I'm very very happy. Now time to read some sacrilege. Am I right, guys?
Yeah. Wait, I'm speaking of subscribed.
We're all hold on. Don't you worry.
This is true. But bam, when you're at VidCon, you're giving out the Pokemon cards, right? I'm going to be signing these when I'm not reading. So, how many? Oh my god! If I hand you a signed energy card at VidCon, like that, that's
I would be stoked.
You know what I mean?
I would be happy,
dude.
For
the C.com energy you have. That's you your energy,
dude. You get the steel energy card, dude. That's the first one I'm signing.
Wait, before we get into it, just in case people at home who are listening that don't know what a fan fiction is, can someone just like explain it?
It's
like,
what you guys...
why are we doing this? What is a fan fiction?
Anna, I think you're the expert here on fan fiction.
I used to write fan fiction and et cetera. I also thought I was going to get deported from China for accidentally reading Harry Styles' Smile, but that's besides the point. Fan fiction, oh boy, the oldest form of media. Back in the caves of the olden times, they were writing down which local celebrity they thought should kiss the other local celebrity. Sometimes it's not romantic, but that's bullshit. We all know what they want deep down. It's all about your deepest, darkest desires coming out of your filthy little hands and squirting all over the TV screen. Computer screen. Let's read some fan fiction.
Did you prepare that before?
Yeah, was that like a like a monologue?
I see the eyes darting over to another
Anna,
monitor.
Anna, fan fiction to introduce us
monitor?
To fan fiction.
Anna, is this your like SNL cast member induction tape? Yeah.
All right, let's get started. Tabs I have open. I have a lot of fan fiction options.
Dude, there's so many. Oh no!
Do we spin the wheel?
No!
Do we spin the wheel?
No,
do we spin
wheel.
The wheel?
No,
wheel.
I think no we should wheel. Start with this one. This one is Dano x Johnny Razor. Obviously, you guys can play yourselves, unless you have a different.
Wait, so how did you gather these? So where did you get these from?
AO3, Wattpad, Quotiv, and fanfiction like .net or something.
What the? I didn't even know that was a thing. Like
guys, I got Marker on my desk, Matt.
The only thing I found on Quotiv was a quiz of which Short Wars character you are.
Oh, wait, I love that.
Wait.
I gotta know.
For another episode. We gotta do that for another episode.
I gotta know which Short Wars I am.
Yeah.
Anna, is that your username in the top right? BamXJoe69?
Insane.
This is insane.
Wait, Bam left. Bam just, you scared Bam away.
Bam's having, hold on, we need to pause for a minute. No. I think Bam's having internet issues.
He keeps, okay.
It was
oh,
perfect
no.
timing.
That was the best internet. The internet was along on the bit. Holy.
He said router died one sec, but it happened.
Internet is a paid actor.
Dano in my Twitch chat says, go to riggy.shop, sign up for the mailing list.
Just give him a minute. And I cut all this out.
No.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna do my own thing, actually. I don't really like doing what you tell me to do. I think
nah,
I need
I'm gonna
to
do my own thing.
I need to find my own path.
Dude, I love the clip of NPC Spider-Man.
I hate how the more Anna is on the podcast, the more the vocabulary merges. It's...
All right, I am ready whenever you guys are.
Yeah, so, we're back.
Bam, are you good?
Yes.
Good, because you get rammed in a couple of these.
All right. The internet died right as we said BamXJoe69, dude.
It wasn't in my internet. It was Discord specifically that died. I don't know why.
Yeah, my Discord
Joe,
is on that.
Man. Joe's energy.
Wait. Okay, question before we get into these. What are we doing today? Are we ranking them? Are we reading them?
We
like,
can
we'll
rank
what's
them.
The.
Yeah, we can say which is our
find,
favorite.
I try to find every ship possible. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we can get there. Most,
yeah, let's give it a rating on a tier list. Like, let's say this is like A tier.
I'm really excited for the BamX Dano one.
I think there's BamX Dano. I'll have to check. The most popular one. But first of all, one of them was really obsessed with CDOT. Like, they wrote a lot about CDOT. And then, like, all ex-reader, I believe. And then... oh, you know...
We're going to have to...
Raise your hand if you've ever read fan fiction. Do I need to, like, teach you guys some of the terminology?
I think
yeah, I've never...
This one. That's
I've
on
never.
The screen
okay,
right now.
Ex-reader, ex-readers, you can imagine, is they are dating you. So that's... Oh. We can get immersive with it. Y/N means your name.
Mm-hmm.
And then things like E/C means eye color. So if you're reading out ex-reader, you're going to insert your own traits into it.
Oh, wow. Your eyes are so eye color.
I think the most popular ship I found was Preston X Dana, ex-Riggy.
Huh. Okay,
that's crazy.
Not bad.
That
crazy.
One, how,
not
am
bad.
I supposed to do both? Yeah. Am I supposed to do both voices for that one?
Yes.
Riggy, please.
Yeah. No, don't do it. You get to be the top and the bottom for once.
I have a question. Is there any melon in here?
Yes, there's melon X reader. There's melon X reader.
Reader, that's dirty, dude.
You know what? Just for that, I'm signing this one royal pair. All right.
Let's lock it. I'm excited now.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. I'm ready.
All right.
Wait, we got to do the preamble. Hold on. We got to do the preamble. Hold on.
Can I read it?
This is my first ever.
Wait.
Oh, do you want to do it?
Well, hold on. No, you
this
both.
Is my
Let Fun Dun do it. Let Fun Dun do it.
Okay.
We had different approaches.
Do I need to do a different voice or can I just read it normally?
I don't give a fuck.
No, you got to do a different voice.
Okay. This is my
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. from plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This is first ever fic. So I'm going to suck really bad, sad face, but I'm going to try my best. I know this is a really unpopular ship, but in my mind, it's kind of cute. So please don't bully me in the comments. And the people who aren't here to bully me, thank you so much. You are a wonderful person. Anyway, enjoy the story. Also, if Dano draws or Johnny sees this, I am so sorry. Okay.
Oh, no. Anna, censor all the names of these.
Yeah, we don't want people to
hunt anybody.
Down.
Yeah, anybody watching, do not go out and find these and spread any hate. If you're going to find these,
we're just doing this for the love of the
support,
game, all right?
Like they are doing something creatively, and it might be a little silly, but like, don't spread any hate. Like, this is love of the game.
If you wrote any fan fiction for us, we're sorry we're not giving you credit, but please try and understand we don't want you doxed or killed. But we appreciate you giving us the content. All right.
Okay. So with these quotes, is that people talking? Like, I'm just
the narrator.
Yeah.
The narrator.
So you're the narrator, Bunder, for this one.
Okay. So Johnny was making another short about bad ideas. He had a really bad idea earlier and decided to make a short about it.
Bad idea. Going on a walk with your crush.
He said, wink, wink, wink.
How the
fuck? He was finishing.
Okay. Wait, never mind.
Okay. He was finishing making the short when, of course, his crush, Dano, walked in. Dano was his crush and his friend, who he would always hit up to hang out with whenever he got bored or needed some sort of emotional support. He blushed, and Dano blushed too.
Classic.
Hold on. You know what? I need to get in the zone for this. Hold on.
In the zone, dude.
Yeah. It's getting hot, dude. You gotta have the
hey, Johnny. Wanna go on a walk with me and Riggy?
Is that a tank of helium, Dano? Is that?
I just thought I'd take a hit of it before.
Wait.
All right, I'm ready.
Do you have... Wait, can you pause the story?
What is Hold that? On. Stop. Rewind.
Why do you just have a tank of helium?
It was insane. Oh man, it already went off. I went to Walmart yesterday, and it was kind of a little bit cheaper, and I was like, oh, wouldn't it be great if I just had this for the fan fiction episode and just like took whiffs of it at random spots?
I literally have 500 plastic cups, and I thought I was crazy.
No, a tank of helium. You know, I gotta be careful with it though, because if I drink too much, then I'll destroy brain cells. And
Daddy, you really are gonna die at 30, aren't you?
Yes. All right.
Oh my god.
Hey, Johnny, wanna go on a walk with me and Riggy?
Dano asked. Johnny didn't know what to say. Well, he wanted to say yes, but he kind of just zoned out, staring at Dano.
Johnny!
Johnny jumped. Jump, Johnny. Riggy was screaming in his ear.
Hiya, my name's Riggy. Are you okay? You've been staring at me and Dano for the past minute or so.
Riggy asked in his usual high, slightly annoying voice. True.
Yeah.
Johnny said, snapping out of it.
All right, I'm going to go steal some eggs from your kitchen. Wait.
Riggy said.
Okay, wait. This guy doesn't know how to write. I just want to say, writing tip, whenever another character talks, you do a new paragraph. You do a new paragraph, whatever, it's a new character.
Yeah, a line break, yeah.
You can be a better writer for the next one, buddy. Yeah.
Wait, why do you need eggs? You know what? Never mind.
Johnny gave up. He said yes. He said yes to going while blushing like mad. Time skip because I'm lazy and tired. Okay. Johnny had accepted the offer, but was kind of starting to regret it. He thought Riggy was going to be with them, so it'd be less weird. But apparently Riggy bailed to hang out with Rosie. Johnny and...
Oh my God.
Rosie. Johnny and Dano were walking around town on the sidewalk. They were talking about their plans for the weekend and Thanksgiving and stuff. An ice cream truck sound played and Dano pointed it out.
Johnny, ice cream truck, can we get some ice cream?
He asked. Why was... why was he asking?
Sure.
Johnny,
is that it?
Are you guys gonna fuck yet? Like, what's happening, man?
Wait. I thought, I thought fanfiction was like, they fuck.
Yeah, it's leading up to that. It's leading up to that.
It depends on who's writing it.
We gotta build up to it, okay?
Okay.
Jeez.
Dan has pulled down Johnny's pants.
Also,
romance is more than just. Romance is more than just.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
All right, let's get some more build up. Bundun, please continue. Let's get some more gentle.
Okay, here we go. Here, dude.
Also, if anybody wants to animate any of this, this is so funny. Please do.
Dano grabbed Johnny's wrist gently, making him blush. He led Johnny over to the parked ice cream truck and got in line. Dano loved ice cream, so did Riggy. So he always had to hide his ice cream from him so that Riggy wouldn't steal it for himself. The ice cream truck looked like a kidnapper van.
Pissing me off that they keep writing ice cream as one word.
But it had an ice cream thing on the side and an ice cream sound, so it probably wasn't a kidnapper. Just as the line got smaller and they approached the truck, Johnny took out his wallet to pay, but so did Dano.
Do you want to split the pay?
Johnny asked.
Sure. Where's my wallet?
Dano said.
We'll pretend this helium tank is
the line in front of them disappeared and they made their request. Johnny asked for chocolate and Dano asked for strawberry. They
no,
sat there for a
wrong,
bit.
Not canon.
These are both canon.
Strawberry.
Wait, we changed it.
Me out of the story, man.
We'll change it live. What would you change?
What do you ask for, Dana?
Inspect it. Can you change it to vanilla? Vanilla okay. Chocolate drizzle.
Of course.
Dano asked
Double
for vanilla.
Chunk chocolate.
They stood there for a little bit while the dude was making the ice cream. Dana was a bit tired from making shorts all day and decided to lean on Johnny. Of course, he blushed. The ice cream dude came to the window and handed it to the ice cream. They paid and walked away with the ice cream, thanking the ice cream man. Okay, what about ice cream here?
Take a shot every time they say ice cream.
All right, I can't wait for this to be reenacted.
Okay, here we go. They decided they'd both go home after that, considering they had both already been outside for an hour. That
an
was
hour
the second
too
chapter.
Much shorts,
no,
too.
They okay. went home, dude. This is it. This is it.
Wait, okay, here wait, we okay. go.
It happens.
How did that take so long? Oh my gosh. Dude, this is so weird. It's literally just my Riggy voice. There's no point to having this.
Riggy is still an adult in this. He just needs extra supervision once in a while in this.
Do the Riggy voice with helium.
Oh my gosh. Okay, wait. As soon as this here. Okay, I need to wait for it to come off, and then I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, just you're going to start losing brain cells fast.
This is the most I've ever read, by the way, in literally like 8 years. I usually just watch videos.
Man.
Okay. Alex, stop commenting, please. Stop interacting with this.
No.
Bam X Joe 69. Yum, yummy, yum. All right. Okay. 2 days later, it was 8:30. Johnny's alarm went off and he woke up. He was in his black t-shirt and Kirby shorts, along with some white socks. Groaning, he shoved off the blankets, getting up and putting on his Kirby slippers and play jacket. He wasn't putting on his sunglasses, though, since he was inside. Take the sunglasses off.
Yep. Oh, I can't see now. Another day of making shorts.
He said to himself as he walked into the kitchen to make himself some breakfast.
He goes, another day of making shorts. As he gets out of bed.
He made himself a sandwich, ate it, and wrote down some bad ideas for shorts. Once he had some bad ideas, he picked up his microphone, turned on his camera, and stood in front of the green screen. Bad idea. Oh, this is sorry. Go, Johnny.
Oh, I cannot see at all. bad idea.
Hold on. Well,
putting your underwear in the microwave, like.
He was,
Johnny, that's he not was what it says. Off. Can you like read? No, I'm kidding.
He was cut off by a phone call. He sighed and turned everything off. Johnny picked up his phone.
Okay, wait. I do want to interject here. First of all, I record all my shorts on my phone. So if someone called me, I'm not picking it up. I'm denying that immediately.
But Johnny, it's me in our universe where we're going to be together.
My real girlfriend.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights.
Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Life texted me while I was editing or recording shorts, and I said, too bad. Gotta finish this.
Gotta clock in.
She
gotta
watch the podcast,
dude,
does she?
Married to the grind.
Not yet.
Does she know you're a YouTuber yet, Johnny?
Yeah.
Hi, first step. Okay, back to our, let's lock back in. Here we go. Johnny picked up his phone and looked at who was calling him. It was Dano in his contacts as Blueberry because his color is blue. Okay.
I love that so much.
Why was he calling him at night? Oh, sorry. Wait, is this you? I think that's meant to be a quote.
No.
I don't know. Why was he calling
like
him?
The POV character.
Why am I such a reactive, like, narrator? Anyway, why was he calling him at 9? Johnny blushed. I don't know. He picked up the phone.
Johnny, are you free to babysit Riggy today? I need to get somewhere quickly, and I don't want him committing war crimes while I'm gone.
What? Dano said through the phone. Johnny sighed.
Sure. Wait, are you getting ice cream without me?
No, bye. I'll be there in a minute.
Dano said, quickly hanging up.
Wait. Never mind.
Johnny sighed and continued making shorts. 20 minutes later.
Back to the ground.
Arrived. Wait, so
okay,
real.
So locked in, bro. 20 minutes later, Dano arrived at the door and knocked. Johnny opened it and saw Dano and Riggy standing at the door. And he blushed. So much right, blushing.
Well, let's like, do the Riggy voice with the helium. Hold on.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Ew, you look ugly without your sunglasses.
Riggy commented.
Riggy, what did we talk about?
Dano asked. Need more helium, buddy. Chuck it back in your mouth.
Don't insult your friends.
Riggy copied.
You look good in those slippers.
Said Dano.
Wait, really?
Johnny shook his head, blushing again.
Never mind. Want to come inside?
He asked.
Dano, don't, sure.
Said Dano.
No, Dano.
Dano, more.
Okay. You've done enough.
Dano, put down the cup.
Enough damage.
Put down the cup.
Dano, I think you should have another sip. Just one last one.
No,
the last one could be better for him. You never know. We got to find out.
It replaces the air in your lungs and you can't breathe.
That's funny. That's a shot for us.
Yeah, Dano, do it, dude. So we have less competition.
I popped my fucking lung.
Dano,
yeah, sure. Dano. Come on, Dano.
Don't leave me with him. He's so lame.
Riggy begged. Johnny chuckled to himself. He was used to Riggy calling him lame. That was really good, by the way. You'd probably heard it 100 times by now from him alone. Dano left, leaving Riggy at Johnny's. Johnny just sighed.
Whatever. I gotta do stuff. Don't murder anyone while I'm gone, okay?
What a terrible f***ing babysitter. I just dropped him off at your house and you're leaving already? Damn.
So I gotta get back to the grind, Dano. You don't understand.
Ugh, you're so lame.
Again, said Riggy. He decided to walk around. He came across Ronnie Jay's, Johnny's clone's clothes in the open closet in the hallway. He got a good idea and put them on, along with the Discord kid.
Anna, focus up.
I'm trying to log in.
I'm trying to order them. Sorry, go ahead.
He got a good idea and put them on, along with the old sunglasses and the gun, which obviously had no bullets in it. He chuckled as he sneaked behind Johnny, who was focused on his paper and pencil making short ideas. Riggy jumped up in front of him.
I'm back to kill you!
Exclaimed Riggy in his scariest voice, pointing the empty gun at him.
Riggy, what the hell?
Riggy was on the ground laughing.
That's good.
I'm sorry. It was just so funny.
Riggy said, still laughing. Johnny just sighed.
Well, thanks to you, I'm going to have nightmares tonight. Okay.
This is how many
really,
of these
really
do we have?
So long.
Can we skip ahead to this?
It's not one smooth.
Where's this?
You opened a wound that hurt.
How many are there?
I've been noticed. Oh,
Wait, Johnny, you're familiar. Wait, Johnny.
No way.
Wait,
where's the stuff where they like do it though? Can we
let's
look
find
in
the
there?
Fox scene, man? Like, I'm done with this. Sh-
Thank you.
Streaming
so much.
Part two.
Okay, here we go. No. Wait,
whoa,
C-Dot's involved?
Whoa, whoa,
whoa. No, C-Dot, you can't.
I don't think you're in this one. We want to try a different one.
Yeah, yeah, this is so long.
We need to see this.
This has been fun, though. This one's been fun.
This is fun. Let's do Riggy.
Whoa!
Yeah, I like this one. This is now we're talking fan fiction.
Do we want to do something? Let's do somebody
else
first, and then we can come back to Riggy.
For the audio listeners, the one we just clicked on was called Riggy's Mating Session.
Oh. There we go.
Here's Melanex Reader.
All right.
All right, Pear. Pear, this is all you.
This person did quite a not just they did quite a few. They did C-Dot X Reader, Dano X Reader, C-Dot again X Reader.
Man, no one's a fucking me, dude. This
Bam,
is insane.
Bam X Reader. I found one with Bun done in it. I'm sorry.
Yes.
No,
dude,
was,
I'll take one.
There you go. That one's
actually, it was actually Dun Bun.
Oh, dude, I'm a loser, man.
No. All right. At the end of this episode, stay tuned, viewers. At the end of this episode, we're going to write Bun Dun fan fiction. All right, let's go.
Okay.
Oh, wait,
if you
warnings,
guys want to write Bun Dun fan fiction, go to the link in the description.
Wait, okay. I just got back. My pizza arrived. Is there melon now?
Yeah, yes, yeah. Melon X Reader.
It's all you.
Oh, no.
All right, trigger warning. Death, explosion, nightmare, sacrifice, implication of trauma.
No sex.
Is this supposed to be investigating a pair?
Alright, who's the narrator?
What?
Bam, you're the narrator.
Bam, you got it.
I'm the narrator. Oh god, I gotta read.
I'm the narrator.
Johnny's the best narrator voice.
Okay,
let's see it.
Well, alright, who's the
boss?
Oh,
I'll be the boss.
Johnny, you wanna go for the boss?
Okay.
I'm gonna go again. Clone you, self destruct.
The boss commanded. And I instantly felt my heart stop. Melon was gonna die. Okay, Pear.
Wait! No!
Pear said.
Wait, this is the short.
Grabbed beside me. Horror quickly appearing on his face as he realized exactly the same thing that I had.
Listen to me, Pear. You need to escape.
Melon ordered, looking directly at his original before jumping over him and scampering off into the distance.
Wait, where are you going?
He replied, panicked. Me and him running after his
him
clone
and I.
To see where exactly he was. Oh, him. Oh, yeah. See where exactly where he was going. We're back.
If I'm going down, I'm taking clone VPN with me.
He answered calmly, still disappearing into the distance as the two of us struggled to catch up to him. I'm having a hard time picturing what's going on here.
Me too.
No, we were going to shut it down. It was going to be perfect.
I'm
locked in.
Okay, my best friend begged, his hopes and dreams of them working together shattering.
Don't worry, I want this.
Melon stated, with one last happy, trusting smile at him and me.
Him and I.
Wait! No!
Peck.
That's pretty good.
And as I looked at him, I could tell that he was thinking of any way that he could possibly stop this and save his now friend.
Stay original, buddy.
Melon declared, beginning to flash between white and his normal color as tears began to run down my cheeks. And then, that was that. He exploded in front of us, taking the entirety of Clone VPN and the facility with him. And there was nothing that either of us could
do. I animated this.
All right, viewers, read your line.
No.
Guys, you're so enthusiastic.
Man, this is. I need. These are boring. This is just a.
Yeah,
where's the summary of what happened?
I agree with Dado for once.
You are.
I'm mad. There we go. That's what we need to see.
Wait a minute.
That's what we need to see.
If love is a concept, how are you real? Bevan chose passionate love of
this has one view.
There we go.
Only one person has seen this.
Did
in the
you
world.
Notice the reader of? Did you notice the writer of this Bun Dun by chance?
Oh,
all right. Here we go. Here we
sorry,
go.
Sorry, I didn't.
This one.
All right. Who's gonna be Joe? Who's gonna be Joe?
I will be Joe.
You want to be Joe?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right. I'll be the narrator. Here we go. Bam and Joe are chatting in a Discord call. The 10th one this week. The tension continues to grow, but they continue to play coy. The risks are too great. However, like a loose flame in a forest, the fire of passion can erupt in an instant.
Wow, I love Mark Zuckerberg. Look at all this stuff he gave me.
Joe chuckles.
Well, you deserve it. You work so hard.
Bam's VTuber blushes. New Mark Azerknuff?
What the fuck?
Technology.
What?
That sounds horrifying.
Thanks, senpai.
Bam mutters. And then this is a Joe line. There's just no colon. Oh. There.
What? No, this is Bam mutters.
No, yeah, sorry. Bam, no, Joe, no,
this
it
is Joe
sorry,
line, but there's no colon.
Oh. Is your VTuber always this pink, or are you just happy to see me?
Bam suddenly feels a burst of confidence, or perhaps the raw, burning flame of passion final burned down his walls.
I can't help it. I get nervous around pretty boys.
You think I'm pretty?
No.
Fine, Boozer.
Perfect, thanks, C-Dot.
Joe breathes in a gasp.
I think you're gorgeous.
Joe can't hoppled back any lawmonger. He can feel his heart being colonized what? By this P bracket ink British pixel.
That's actually some banging writing. Holy sh!
I want to see you.
Buzz.
Bam's hands shake as he sends Joe a link on Discord.
Am I really doing this?
Bam thought.
This could ruin everything. Besides, what if he... No, I have to do this.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, what? No. What is this?
Read, okay, Bam, okay. Read.
This is a special program. Mark Zucker... Bnyug. Okay. Gave me...
He's Zucker Bnyug.
Control of my VTuber. Even my face cam. You can remove it anytime. That's if you want to.
Oh, no, no, no.
Pear, you got this, dude. This is a banger line. Don't f*** it up, dude.
God, I want to rip off your VTuber off so badly.
Joe clicks the link and slow removes Bam's VTuber, revealing Bam's face, which was like Keanu Reeves, but if he was more white. Bam blushes intensely. With newfound confidence.
Go, Bam.
Joe slowly lowers his PNG, revealing Andres Esteban Arato underneath. What the f*** is that? That's not his name.
I wish a fan actually wrote this. This is so
Andras
good.
Andres Esteban Arato. Is this what somebody just headcanoned Joe's name to be?
No, that's the name of the show.
Oh, that's the... Okay. My bad. Sorry. That's Harold.
I look nothing like my PNG tuber.
Luckily, catfish is my favorite meal.
I want to f*** you, man.
Well, Mark Zuckerberg gave me a new... What?
Jet.
Jet is faster than any other jet. Yep. Even faster than Rainbow Dash from My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. I could be there in 10 minutes.
Bet. I'm not going to live to the end of this podcast.
Joe DMs Bam his address.
It still goes.
I'll see you then.
Joe quickly spreads flower petals on the bed and lights cocoa bean candles and moisturizes his old man skin. He hears a knock at the door. Just before opening, he checks himself one last time in the mirrors
and smiles. He opens the door and the SWAT team, or whatever the Swedish equivalent is, shots him 50 times.
Oh no, I have been shotted.
Back at home, Bam sits in his gamer chair and inhales an entire cigarette in one breath with a tear streaming down his face.
That is a fad fic.
Hold on. Oh. What twist happened here? That's not the end, is it? Keep scrolling.
There's some percentage of the bar left.
Oh. No! No! That was the end!
We need to
just get fucking shot!
No, look at my screen. Look at my screen.
Yeah, legit. That was cinema, bro. Alright, if someone animates that, I will watch it on stream.
Oh my gosh, dude, Romeo and Juliet is irrelevant now. It is literally irrelevant now. This is the definitive love story of our time.
Dude, I can't breathe. That was so funny.
Oh, guys, listen, I was sick in December. I'm still having, like, heart issues. I can't be doing this.
I'm having lung issues considering I inhaled a tank of helium.
Dude, my face actually hurts. Like, my face genuinely hurts from that.
That was incredible.
Oh,
that was incredible and entirely lore accurate.
Yeah, that happened in Shorts Wars.
Right. This happened.
Was Shorts Wars season 4, dude.
Riggy
that
mating.
Oh, no, the Riggy mating session.
The people need Riggy mating, Anna.
Dude, save that for the end. Save it for the end. Retention tactic.
You're right.
We need retention tactic.
All right, we got C.X X-Reader.
There okay. We go. Johnny, do you want to be X-Reader?
Oh, whoa. Has been hotel. We can't read this.
I think it's just an ad.
No, people can add like media to like kind of set the mood.
I see.
Right. And they chose that's has crazy. Been.
Holy moly.
All right, here we go. Oh, Johnny, you can be. Do you want to be your line and the narrator?
I'll be both.
Okay. All
right.
Yeah. All right. What has you so out of sorts? Yes, no, no.
Your name.
Huh? Oh, your name.
Why are there two
N's? I think it's a typo.
The name of the person.
Yeah. Okay.
You clearly got more on your mind than the boss.
How about instead of your name, let's just say Craig. How about that? Let's just auto-fill Craig for all the auto.
Yeah.
Okay.
Johnny asked gently, shutting his bedroom door behind us. Despite my protests, he'd been able to pull me to the side as soon as he realized that something was wrong.
I need chaps.
But that only left one question. How did he know?
Oh, so this is me still?
Johnny, I think you're just... Johnny, I think you're just reading all this by yourself.
Okay, no.
Yeah, Johnny's just reading
all this. I got it. No, Anna, okay. I got it.
My bad.
What do you do when someone you love lies to you about who they are?
I asked sadly with a sigh.
Is this my specialty? Come on, Craig. No, details.
He replied enthusiastically, encouraging me to get out of what was currently breaking my heart.
C-Dot is a lackey for the boss, and he never told me.
I explained, remembering Dano's betrayed look and voice when he'd had to be the one to tell me rather than my own boyfriend.
Okay, so this is from the perspective of C-Dot's special one. Yeah. I see.
Oh.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Craig.
Yeah, keep up, guys.
Oh,
The flannel man curved, his face quickly paling, but tried his best to compose himself once he saw my heartbroken expression.
Quite a secret. How does that make you feel? Just angry. Because we share everything. Because he always supported me and my ideas. And now, I don't know whether or not that was just more of the lies.
I described feeling my hand turned into a frustrated fist. C-Dot and I had promised that we'd be there for each other through thick and thin. Yet where was he now?
Do I have any dialogue in this, like, at all?
No, yeah. Sorry, I just realized... Sorry, as someone who's unfortunately watched Has Been Hotel, I just realized this is just recreating the scene at the top, but they're just filling in all the
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The brackets are filling in lines from Shorts Wars, but everything else is like...
Okay, next.
Do they make out at all? Scroll to the bottom. Let's see if C-Dot gets any lines and if they start kissing.
This is Melon. Reform clone. C-Dot captured reader. Okay.
Captured?
Ooh. Stabbed.
Okay, so this is a
The Canadian's voice is a crazy bar.
All right. Oh, C-Dot, you are in this one. Okay. Johnny, do you want to be a reader still?
Lock in.
Oh,
yeah, oh, yeah.
Suddenly, I slowly lifted my head as I heard the sound of footsteps nearing us, then a familiar voice say something. C-Dot? I thought to myself as I instantly recognized the Canadian's voice.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I heard him say, down his phone to someone before he put it in his pocket. As his grayish blue eyes locked onto my captor determinedly, he reached for the katana that he was almost always slid into its holster. That was attached to his back. Oh, I'm like, my brain is exploding reading the grammar.
How do you guys do this? This is beyond our pay grade.
I squeezed my black eyes tightly shut as I saw the two of them lunge for each other. And as I reached the frightening conclusion that only one of them would survive this fight, the sound of their weapons scraping against each other hit the air.
Oh. Wait, is this when I did the video fighting in the forest?
Yeah,
so
I think so.
Rewrite.
It's a rewrite.
They're rewriting my plot. What's going on?
It's some historical revisionism.
Time skip break C-Dot Net's katana. After a few C-Dot minutes,
they should have just replaced C-Dot's katana with a dude. And this would have been so much better for a fan fiction.
And as I terrifiedly opened my eyes again, I let out an almost silent sigh of release as I found C-Dot standing victorious with his clone looking sadly at the ground.
Can we just add it in our own version? Every time it says katana, change the word.
Anyways,
well, oh, just gonna get the notification. Look, what? All right, well, that's the boss's equipment for you.
The double A said simply.
That's so much funny. That's a pain.
Almost cockily toward me, but just before he could walk out of his opponent's reach, there was a horrific stabbing sound, and he let out a pained noise as his face crumpled with pain, stumbling backwards as he clutched a hold of his now bleeding side. My face paled as I realized that the assassin had been able to stab him while he wasn't focusing on what was left on his broken weapon. C-Dot, no! I cried out, tears stinging in my eyes. I saw him struggle to keep his balance and thud heavily onto the leafy ground beneath him. Instinctively, I tried to rush towards his injured form, but before I could even walk a single step, I felt the masked figure's eyes lock onto
me. Dude, if like Frederick the Korok's in this, I'm going to scream.
And I instantly stopped in my tracks in fear. Even through his mask, I was still able to read what he was threatening to do. If I even got close to my crush, then he'd finish me off without even a second's hesitation. Come on, you've got to get up, please get up, I mentally begged, my petrified eyes never leaving my best friend as my heart only continued to crack more and more. Unexpectedly, someone's ringtone suddenly blurted out, making me jump as it sliced through the silence.
Dude, shout out to my flip phone. Do we got it?
Ain't no way.
Hold on.
Ain't no way.
My lips are so chapped, dude. I'm gonna cry. I was biting them too much because of the fan fiction.
Alright, I got three phones, but none of them are the flip phone.
I got three phones.
Yeah, is that four phones?
I got four. I got four, dude. Money's bread. Anyways. Is it right? What now?
C-Dot mumbled under his breath as he finished his phone out. As he fished his phone out of his pocket,
finished his phone.
After he finished his phone, quickly I wiped some of my away as he carefully listened to what the Korak was saying on the other end. The fight wasn't over.
Really should have used a pen instead of a sword. We're not gonna get through all of these. Swear. We need to skip to like the juicy. That's what we need.
Okay, this probably isn't juicy.
We need juicy. That's what we need. I want juice.
I want the Dano's scale tied of me. That's what I want.
Oh my god. Okay, man. All right, here's Bamex Reader. Oh no, this is by the same person though. I don't think they do smut. Moving on.
Do they? No. Where's the smut?
We need them to sex, Anna.
This is all
platonic.
That's insane.
Ew.
What the hell is this website, dude? And why does Anna know so much about and so good at going through it? Like, okay. Anna's literally like clicking things like an expert. Like, it's my YouTube studio analytics.
Wait, let me read that. Hold on. What did that say?
It's crazy.
If Dano is uncomfortable with this, okay, hold on. Why is there? Skip to chapter 5. Let's just skip to chapter 5.
Yeah,
all right?
It's time skip.
That's what
we
need.
See where we're at.
All right, here we go. What? Grabbed him by the neck? This is
tape,
dark.
Tape and rope work?
okay, this is
that's
what
a
we were
fan character.
For.
We can't
this
read that.
Okay.
Riggy placed the tape over my mouth? Hold on. I was super scared. Scroll down.
Man, what in the...
What is this?
I kind of like the feeling of being trapped in this chair. Oh my god, am I into this?
Oh. Oh my gosh. Dude,
it's so crazy how I had two lines of dialogue in that last one. That was awesome.
Yeah, the whole C-Dot one, and it was two lines of dialogue. Does this... It's just...
Tape and rope.
He was all I could think about that night, all because of that stupid tape and rope. Thanks a lot, Riggy. No. No.
The last thing, TY for 1,000 reads. Oh my god.
Say that when he had rabies or something.
You and Dan will cuddle in this chapter.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, that's a cat face.
Let me see. Here's some one shot.
Go to Riggy Breeding, Anna. Just do it.
Right. Where is that?
You're gonna be disappointed.
Riggy's mating session. Here we go. This had better be good. Wait, that's it. Is that the whole thing?
Yeah.
That's all you need for a Riggy mating session.
Get over here. I heard someone say. I turn around and I spot him, my clone. What do you want, Raggy? I reply. Oh, nothing. Just your tail, he yelled. I was kind of mad because he was getting on my nerves. Then I went into heat. Also, this is inside Riggy's home, so don't get confused. I gotta go. Bye, I say and try to leave. What's going on? I hear him say. Oh, nothing, I lied. Yeah, right. I'm gonna find out, he replied. Author's note. I will continue this soon. I was just busy doing stuff. That was it.
We'll continue this soon. Last updated August 7th of 2023.
No, it's not. But I'm trying to get ideas.
I'm just trying to get ideas. Okay, give me time.
Skip to halfway through your tabs. Go to halfway through your tabs. Let's see.
The Travis Scott beat switch of just
coming out of the closet.
I'm in heat.
Perfect. Here we go.
It was hype.
What is this?
Wait, I feel like I've.
It's Riggy coming out to Dano.
Riggy knew that he was bisexual for a while now.
So morbid.
We asked for this, and this is what we're getting.
Wait, what's the last tab?
Well, which character are you? I want to do that.
Oh, here we go. BambayOX Dano Cal drawings, please. Here we go. This is a romance murder mystery.
It's murder, gore, and blood.
Wow, no,
that's crazy. No,
all right.
Okay.
Pear, do you wanna read the paragraphs?
Sure.
Or do we want to do Bundun? Either way. Yeah.
So this is a narrator. Okay. You think in your head, was it really worth it to do what you did? I mean, she didn't do anything to me. No, she was in the way. I need to get rid of her. For Dan.
Wait.
Hey, Bam. Are you okay?
I was just thinking about something that's been on my mind.
And what's that?
I don't think you would really understand, but this is nothing that bad.
Okay, if you say so, Bam. Wait.
You think to yourself he would hate me if I told him what I did. I made it look like an accident. The police will eventually find some evidence that I was the one that killed her. He would hate me. I killed his girlfriend so I could be there for him and make him fall for me. Wait, no. I can't have anyone know. and I don't need anyone getting close to him. I will just make their death look like an accident, too.
I want to formally apologize to Leia, the person that I've met in real life.
This is insane. Is it? Dano lays his head on your shoulder.
I'm really glad that you've been there for me this past couple months. They've been really hard.
I know.
I love you.
Love you too, babe. You know I would kill for you.
Yeah, right.
No, really. If someone was just a terrible person to you, they would be gone as soon as you tell me about them.
Okay, bam!
A little bit after you hag out with your boyfriend for a bit, little bit.
What was that?
You come home and start to think definition. His best friend is a little too annoying. He's always in the way, always interrupting you and your boyfriend. So you make the decision to kill the rabbit monkey next. But how? Dana was definitely going to find out. Or you could just hide the body so good no one ever finds him. But how are you going to kill him? Oh yeah, Riggy has a history with head trauma drop. Sometimes heavy on his head when he distracted. This guy's grammar is so. When he distracted, go up and stab him. Simple. Yeah. So you start to call him, so you get him to come over.
Pick up. Oh, hi, Riggy.
Yo, Bam. What do you need?
Oh, I just wanted to ask you if you wanted to come over.
Yeah, sure. I guess I'll be there in 30 minutes.
Okay, thanks, Riggy.
No problem. Well, that was weird. What does he even want? I don't know. Maybe Dano's over there. Oh, speaking of Dano, I haven't done my annoying Dano call of the day.
Riggy starts to call Dano.
What do you want, Riggy?
Oh, nothing. Did you know that a raccoon can fit up your...
Okay, what do you want?
Nothing. Oh, yeah, are you at Bam's right now?
No, he just let my house.
Oh, then do you know why he needs me?
No. Did he ask you to come over or something?
Yeah, I don't know why, though. It always seemed like he hated me.
Riggy, how many times do I have to tell you? Bam does not hate you. He's just a shy person.
I'm telling you, Dano, that man secretly, like, has a bounty on me or something.
He does not. I need you to stop thinking that he... I need yo, stop thinking yo. That. He's a good person, I swear.
You sure you're not just saying that because he's good in bed?
Oh, fuck.
You can be honest, Dano.
Riggy, no! I'm saying that because he's a great person.
Bro, be real. Whenever he looks at me, I think he's gonna kill me!
Riggy, you're just overthinking that.
If you say so, Dano.
Now, can I please hag up?
Yeah, bye.
Bye, Riggy. Pear.
Where am I?
At the top.
Riggy gets off the
Where are you, man?
Riggy gets
I'm
off
asking the,
the
same question.
This is just, this is rotting my brain. That's the problem.
Well, now I have to go to Bam's house. I don't know
Riggy
why
gets
Dano...
off the phone. Riggy gets off the phone with Dano.
Well, now I have to go to Bam's house. I don't know why Dano won't just listen to. I get it. No one wants to hear their best friend and their boyfriend don't get along. But there's something about Bam I just don't like.
What Riggy hears something you? Fall.
What the fuck was that? Okay, maybe I am going insane. But that means nothing about Bam.
No, you are insane.
Yeah, okay, Preston. Wait, Preston? What? How? Huh?
What?
You're dead!
Well, yes, but I am. Yes, I am, but doesn't mean I can't annoy you still.
Wait, so are you a ghost?
Ew, no! See, y'all killed the Dave guy, but not me. My soul just doesn't have a...
Damn, why does this keep going for so long? Where's this...
do we want to time skip a little bit?
Skip. Where's the skip? Bye, Preston. Next part. Skip. Oh, wait. Here it was. Wait, what was that?
Wait, what the hell? Shorts was... What's the comments? I want to see the comment section.
Man.
I want to see the fans here.
I want
Shorts
more.
Was...
Give me more.
No.
Wait,
so
but if you ship
shit.
Hold on, wait. If you ship Bam F Preston, X Preston, this person says no. If you ship that, please leave. So they'll ship Bam X Dano, but Bam X Preston, you gotta get away from me, man. That's too much. You're gross. Much.
The actual married couple. Yeah. The only actual confirmed relationship in the series.
Oh my gosh.
Funny.
This is hype.
Speaking of...
What the... Oh my
Wait, can
Lord.
We take the gay test?
Can we?
Question one: do you like dudes?
Holy shit!
No.
Wait, there's a lot of ships in this.
Oh my
maybe,
god!
Maybe smut later on. Maybe smut
wait,
later
wait,
on.
Wait, wait, wait! Go to
okay,
later
skip
on.
To later on. Skip to later on.
No!
It's just warnings. No!
It's just warnings. Warnings. They've imagined it. They've imagined it. I feel like I'm getting edged up, so hard right
load
now.
Up, load up AO3. Get
wait, number 73 in Shorts Wars? There's rankings?
This is like a full-ass f***ing story about Johnny going to Atlantis.
Like, dude, yeah. Let's rip it. Let's
no,
rip it.
Yeah.
I'll narrate.
This is
Splatoon X Rumble Pack.
Bam looks at Preston's grave. Shorts Wars Christmas.
A Shorts Wars Christmas?
Okay, no one's romantic like except for Bam slash Anarchy and Dano slash Leia.
No, then we're not reading it. Yeah, if no one's romantic, no.
Oh, yeah, somebody wrote out the Halloween story.
That's hilarious. Wait.
Oh,
oh my gosh. Oh my
really?
We that's need to so read cool. This. We that's need to read this incredible. Eventually.
Wait, where's the line where they say they're asexual?
Oh, yeah, wait, yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Wait, let's
Control A. Control F, sorry.
wait, who was Death?
I lost the part of
Death?
My soul.
Wait, who was Death? I forgot who Death was. Let's read these lines.
Wasn't it Johnny?
Johnny, were you Death? I think you were Death, right?
I think I was Death.
All right, Joe. Hello there. People call me Old Man Kane. I'm asexual, and legends say that long ago, I lost a piece of my soul. What do you want from me, child?
we've done this already, though.
Yeah, this is
no balls.
Right. The no balls have changed.
Oh, they changed it. They retconned it. Johnny, read
no
the
balls.
Death part.
Revision.
Revising
it.
Zipping
around.
Evil. I can't see it.
Also, don't worry about the clothes. I'm asexual, remember? It's so stupid. We gotta cut this out. Where's the... Dude, we gotta find
it. Asexual would have no balls.
C.com is roommates with the space guy. Pretty strange. I don't think there's anything.
I already am.
All right. All right, Anna, I need you to do something for me. Go to ChatGPT.
No.
Oh, no.
No, it has filters. Oh, it has filters. It won't let you.
It's
okay,
literally so
go.
Easy.
Here we go. Wait, is this post-quest? Let me check.
Jeez. The only reason I know what that is because of Team Fortress. Yeah, it looks post-quest.
Oh, no. You're just snuggling up together. Preston and Ricky.
Aww. Aww. Wow.
Wait, look, they don't have to have sex. I just want content, dude.
Why couldn't Kidnapped. It be me?
Something it could be something random, like.
Oh yeah, this is Dano called DrawsX Reader, and it has the emo photo of you.
No, this is Dark Dano. This is Dark Dano X Reader.
My bad. I don't know anything about Shorts Wars. You guys gave me a script and I read it off. All right,
hold on.
Don't know what happened.
Basically, I had an emo clone.
Don't care. All right, who's gonna be your? Who's gonna be Reader?
I got it. I gotta be Dark Dano. Hold
yeah,
on.
Who's gonna be Reader?
Oh my god, just the change in like characters right. And
oh my god,
Bam,
that happens so fast.
Bam, do you want to be
the I'll be the YN.
Okay,
the
and then
who, I'll narrate.
This is insane, dude.
Dark Dano X right. Craig Rumble.
Mm-hmm. All right. Wait, three per, are you trying to say third person?
No, the pasta dude, man is
I just wait, hold one, like this.
Okay, I got confused. Anyways. You wake up in a dark room with little to no light. And a figure comes out from the dark.
Who are you? Please, don't hurt me.
Aw, don't fear. I'm not gonna hurt you.
He looked like Dano, but... emo.
Bro, I was really kidnapped by an emo skull emoji.
I'm not
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Emo.
Skull emoji.
Really, bro?
Then a rabbit-like thing. Yes, I called him a thing. Skull emoji.
I'm not reading King Preston again. Bundun B. Preston.
Oh, did they wake up? Oh, they woke up.
Not bad.
That's not bad. That's actually pretty damn good.
No, Sherlock.
Hey, no swearing.
What the?
Really, bro?
This whole being intimidating is hard.
Well, maybe you're not good at it.
Like my voice.
No. I knew you were worthless.
He slaps DD. Oh. He was trying to do what he was told.
Dude,
what's
better
wrong with him?
It's like an Aussie version.
He broke to the ground in tears.
I gotta break to the ground in tears. Hold on.
Oh no, the camera tracking is so good.
I'll never be good enough.
Wait, read the brackets. This is insane.
Oh my god.
There's a hook. They put a hook there.
This part one, two, three. I cried writing this.
Wait, let's skip to
chapter
part three.
Then.
I cried.
Yeah, skip to part three.
No, well that no. You have to have the build up of part two
There's
to
no
then feel
three.
The emotion of part three.
There's only part two.
There's no part three.
But they said they cried in part three.
Dude,
they
cried
hit
so
us with
much,
a short attention tactic. What can I say?
Oh my god.
All right. You managed to untie yourself. Oh, I need to read. Okay, you managed to untie yourself from the terrible knot he tied. That words. And went to check on him.
Hey, you good?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Sports policy. Wanna talk?
No.
Wanna go to Hot Top?
Yes!
Like reverse Punisher.
Yes!
Let's go. By the way, what's your name?
DD.
That's a stupid name, man. What's it mean?
I'm not gonna tell you.
Okay.
He made a new friend.
I would love to see somebody animate just that bit in particular. That was a stupid name, man.
Can we please do the
wait animals?
What the fuck is this?
Anthromorphs?
Wait,
I'm a fox. I can do that.
Wait.
Is it lines?
All right.
Are these? This is furry. This is furry fan.
Oh my god, you're okay. Drunk.
I can be
this.
A furry.
Oh my god, you're getting drunk? Sloppy. Oh my god. Two gay asses.
All right. Wait. This is what we've been looking for.
I'll lock in.
This is insane.
All right.
Is that my head in the picture? Okay. What is that? Oh, that's me in my bed. Right.
Dunbun entered the facility and saw Ko and Melon sitting on the couch together. He stood there for a moment, confused. Dunbun and Ko had agreed to only rely on each other. They didn't need the other clones, the ones who were actually liked and cared about. They couldn't trust them, so they didn't need them. So why was Ko hanging out with Melon? Dunbun's ears drooped at the thought that Ko was betraying him. Dunbun decided to hide behind a wall so that he could eavesdrop on Melon and Ko's conversation.
Sheila, that's Pig. It sounds like Xenoblade, dude.
I'm just so nervous.
That's pretty good,
Ko said.
That was really good.
He was
good.
Slurring his words. Dunbun wondered if he was drunk. It wouldn't surprise him. What did surprise him, though, was that Melon also sounded drunk. Did Ko really go drinking with Melon?
Yo, wait.
Dunbun started to feel like he was going to kill the vampire.
Melon is canonically 1 year old. He can't drink.
That's fine.
Oh, all right. Dunbun started to feel like he was going to cry. Maybe Ko didn't need him anymore. Maybe Ko was moving on, trying to be better friends with the other clones, maybe even trying to get closer to the boss. Even after promising Dunbun that he wouldn't leave him behind. Dunbun sniffled a bit, Melon's ears perked up, and he looked around the room, seeing if anyone was there. He didn't see anyone, so he continued talking to Ko.
I think you should tell him.
Melon said. Ko sighed.
I don't want to mess things up.
He took a swig from his bottle of vodka.
He's so perfect. He's always so caring and helpful and determined.
I mean, I don't know him that well, but from what I've seen, you're probably right.
Melon said. Ko nodded.
And he calls me sweet nicknames, too.
He giggled a bit.
He's just the best.
What the fuck?
You should definitely tell Dunbun all of this. I don't see why he wouldn't like you back.
Wait.
All right. Oh, Dunbun thought.
Wait, Ko's talking about me?
Dunbun's face heated up a bit, and his tail started
I'm a fox, that's
slightly.
Right.
They were animals.
I'm an animal.
You gotta wag, dude, wag that tail, man. Wag that tail.
Where's my line? I hope he does. I really love him. When it's just Ko.
I
really like being a fox right now.
I really love him.
Ko said, okay, lock in. This is my job. Dunbun was now blushing a lot. He calmed himself down, then walked out from behind the wall, acting like he had just walked into the building.
You love who?
Dunbun asked with a smirk. Melon looked surprised and nervous. Co started blushing a ton.
Is that all you heard?
I heard just enough, Coco.
Dunbun said with a smile, walking over to where Co was sitting and giving him a hug, then giving him a small kiss on the cheek. Co was shocked. His tail was wagging and his face was super red. Melon just giggled a bit.
Why were you talking to Melon, though?
Dunbun asked, leaning over Co with his arms around his shoulders.
I'm sorry. We both ran into each other here. We were just gonna drink separately, but well... we just kind of started talking, and...
Co nervously explained.
Oh, it's okay. Well, you can invite me whenever you want a drink. You know, I'm always here for you, Coco.
Dunbun said. Co started blushing again.
Thank you.
I'll let you two gay asses have this room.
Melon said with a smirk. Dunbun rolled his eyes.
Melon, we all see the way you look at Pear.
Oh my god, he said jokingly. Melon scoffed, grabbing the bottle he'd been drinking from and leaving the room. Oh. Dunbun then helped Co stand up. He pulled Co close, and slowly their faces met with a kiss.
Wow.
I want to see the continuation. I want to see the continuation. Just copy all of this, paste it into ChatGPT, and see what it writes next.
Dude, it's hard being a furry. God.
10 right? out of 10. Write more Wag's Tale.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Now it's time. Yeah. Let's see what the conglomerate of short swords can do on the test.
We need to do that. But first, guys, in a future podcast episode, here's what we need to do. All of us need to, it'll be like a class assignment, and all of us need to go home and do our homework and write the worst fan fiction between, we'll spin a wheel, we'll each get assigned two characters to write fan fiction about, and then we'll come
read all of our fan fiction. Can we do that at the end of this episode? We spin the wheel, so we know who's writing what, and
this
then,
is insane.
It won't be next episode, but we can do it the episode
I
after.
Found smut!
What?
I found Diana? Smut!
You keep cutting
out. Oh my god, there's
Wait, is this smut?
Everything. There's p***s and everything and voting!
Hannah, you keep cutting out.
So loud that Discord noise suppression cancels it.
Sorry, my apologies.
Hannah said calmly.
My apologies. Guys, I found smut. It has a pee
Here we go.
And moaning and everything.
Okay, I'm excited. Here we go. Okay.
Oh, no.
My camera's too zoomed in for this.
I ain't reading this.
All right, here we go. Who's read the last? Who's read the least? Who wants to be the narrator?
Oh my god,
I think
how
Bun
is
Dun.
This laid out? How is this
Do you want me to
pair? Go for it.
Bun Dun.
Pair, do you want to...
Oh, it was a Bun Dun or
pair? I'm chilling. I don't give a shit. I'm chilling.
I think it's funny if Pear reads it. I think Pear should read
it. Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Here we go.
So
I see someone say, I slowly stroke Bam's. I do see that line.
I'm ready. Go. Go. Pear, start reading.
Anna, you're going to have to censor a lot here.
Still Dano's POV. Bam, talk.
I'm building up to it. Hey, you okay?
Yeah, I need to confess something.
Yeah?
Dano's.
I think it's Pear as me.
What the? Okay.
Dano, wait, just have Dano read it then.
All right.
Dano, you read it.
I told so Bam confused. That I loved him more than anyone. I started crying.
Hey, it's okay. I've been meaning to, you know... Do my thing with you.
I blush heavily, and I make out with Bam.
Bam, get ready.
Bam moans and kisses me back. A while later, I am blushing heavily as I pull down Bam's pants. I smile.
Oh my god, it's getting really...
Bam,
this is...
Guys, can anybody do like a good impression of me? Does anyone want to do a Bam impression real quick?
I got it, don't worry.
Oh, yes, dude. Oh, yeah, okay.
I really want to say one of the lines.
Dude, I'm looking Better, at you this. Do my mind impression? Is exploding.
I'm looking at Bam has a tentacle. Sorry.
Just give it a head. Just give it a head.
Sorry. It's the line Bundan, is radiating on my screen.
Do a British,
like
do a British impression, Bundan. Bam can't handle this. It's too hot for him. Do a British impression and
what
read.
Do British people sound like? I need to watch some Love Island real quick. Hold on. Let me get a little.
Play Xenoblade
Chronicles.
Wait, I got it.
I need to.
All right, Johnny, you got it. Lock in. Here we go.
Where are we at?
Hee-hee, you're so good.
Hey, you're so good.
I take off Bam's pants and boxers. My eyes widened. Bam has a tentacle. It looks pretty sensitive and is dripping from it.
What the
what? It looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah. I slowly stroke Bam's... Bam moans a lot. I kiss him. A bit after, I am sucking Bam's...
Oh,
You like that?
Yeah! I suck slightly faster. I smile softly. I suck more and more. Bam's in my mouth.
Oh, yeah!
A few hours later, I am cuddling Bam.
It's insane!
It's Shippy T.
You did great, especially for a first time.
Thanks. I hug him and kiss him on the cheek.
Okay, wow, what an experience. What are these comments like?
Yeah, let's see this. Please do not publish stuff
Please
like this.
Please do not publish stuff like this.
Put a warning.
Oh, there are tears in my eyes.
I thought you were just wait, Anna. I saw you put GRR. I thought you were just gonna write GRR. Wagstail.
You know what? Is this the Patreon cut? Starting a Patreon this episode, guys.
Have fun censoring all that, Anna.
There might be a lot of censoring.
Dude, there's gonna be
like 5 minutes.
Anna, you're just gonna have to blur so much.
It was Anna's
decision.
Anna's decision to do
holding
this
just alt and just dragging the like beep over
be
like
fair,
everything. Just...
To be fair, we kept going, guys. We want smut, guys. Yeah. We want smut. We got
and
the smut.
And then we
We're
get
like,
it
no,
delivered.
We don't want smut. We don't want Dude, any of it.
It's like that yeah, go back button meme. Like upgrade,
go
upgrade,
back.
Upgrade.
Did
go back.
Pandora's
go back.
Box. What did we expect?
Let's do the quiz.
I want to do the quiz. I want to know which shorts where I am.
Next time
what
we're going.
Femboy Bam.
Next time. Oh,
it's just like real life.
Bam X Johnny.
Who said
Femboy
that?
Femboy Bam.
Wait, just what? This is a good bit. This is a good short one.
Okay, this time I get to be the British. Here we go. Wearing a cute oversized hoodie with short shorts.
Cuddles Bam.
What the fuck is Hi Johnny.
Yeah.
Takes off his shorts. Nia!
Oh no! Shit!
It gets hard.
Yeah, go on then, Danny.
What? Takes all his clothes off.
Whoop! You ready?
Hell yeah! Ride, Johnny!
Ride,
Johnny! good story, guys. Really good story.
Incredible story.
Wagstail.
Guys,
how are we
going to
make shorts out of this
podcast?
All of
Please
this,
go in the comments. Go in the comments. Say 10 out of 10. Great
Wagstail.
Wagstail.
Oh, dude. People,
guys,
dude,
if you do
no,
that.
This is,
all right, if you,
this is one of those things that is going to last the rest of the podcast. On episode 100, people are going to be commenting Wagstail.
10 out of 10.
Guys, are we actually
Wagstail.
Posting this episode?
Wait, well,
is this
if Almighty
out on
Dano, wait, call up. If Almighty
I need
Dano
to know
needs
what
his, oh,
shorts wars I am, Anna. I need to know.
I need to know.
All right.
Also, if you guys show me that you commented 10 out of 10 Wag's Tail at VidCon, you get the special.
No, don't.
You get the shiny
I don't want to. No. Put
that on the podcast instead.
No, yeah. Never say that to us in real life. We will punch you.
Please.
We have the rights.
Yeah.
If you come up to me and say, "Hi, Johnny Razor," wag's tail, throat.
Okay. Hi, Johnny Razor. You're 10 out of 10. Wag's tail.
Okay. All right. Okay. So let's start, shall we? What role do you play in the friend group?
I don't have friends.
All right. Start from left to right again.
Let's go.
Who's leftmost?
Me, right?
Wait, do list order.
Yeah, list order.
It's different for everyone, right?
On podcast recording, the list order is always the same.
We'll do my
right?
So list order.
Yeah, just
Bam,
do Banner's list.
C dot Dano Johnny pair.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just kind of there.
Are you more of an introvert
me?
Or an expert? Extrovert. Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell's an ambivert?
Means you're like both.
Like both. Yeah.
But isn't just everyone gonna, you know, ambiverts cringe. Everyone's gonna say that. Extrovert.
Yeah, I agree.
Any hobbies?
Let's see. dude, gaming. Let's go.
Gaming.
Yep.
Gaming.
Pick one of these animals.
Dude, right. What the hell? The gleam my glorp, man. Please gleam the glorp. Please gleam the glorp.
Sparkle. Is that a hedgehog?
Oh, my nice. God.
What? That's a possum.
That's a hedgehog.
Gleam the glorp.
Bleep the glorp. Bleep the glorp.
Yes, dude.
Is this me?
No, it's Johnny. What's your Dungeons and Dragons alignment, Johnny?
It'll be chaotic good, so good.
Team creator, team clone, team creator, of course.
Insane.
Was we were both though.
Test? It sucked mega booty.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, fate. Ew. No. Why do they always ask at the end? Fate. Sure. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Fate. I guess
like,
so.
Like fate. Stay night.
What is?
Like fate.
Just
all caps. Right.
Blade works.
I reckon just fate with the full stop. The dot point. This whatever one? You guys say. Here. Yeah.
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 The top point.
Johnny, I got the reference. Don't worry.
Dano!
With Dano!
Dano, that is so awesome sauce. To be honest, one of my favorite characters. So, yeah. That's awesome. From Dano Cal Wiki. Dano Sebastian Cal.
This is just my wiki page. They just copy and pasted the whole wiki page.
I didn't know these websites existed. I'm going to be straight up.
You
this is in, like
now?
Actually in its. Yes.
Yeah, like I've been. Wait, this
yes,
is a.
Yes,
this,
yes.
On AO3 freaking.
We really need to bring back the gaming videos, guys. I actually can't get out of my head Dano being a gay British person on Johnny's. Like.
Rides, Johnny.
Rise, Johnny.
Dude, I've never had it before. I've never done that.
All the comments need to say, Rides, Johnny.
Can we wait? What are we actually gonna censor this episode? What makes it? What doesn't make it?
I'm gonna put the whole thing. Oh,
no. I think this.
That's what.
I think there's some boring parts though.
Evil British gay man said to me.
What guys? What's your favorite Rumble Pack ship?
Me and a gun in my mouth.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.